Internet security is a major issue these days, and there are lawmakers in Washington who have a new idea, a so-called .secure domain, essentially a brand new internet. But here's the catch. Users would voluntarily give up their Fourth Amendment rights to privacy in exchange for an internet free of cyber crooks. So is this a good idea? Joining us is managing director of the Chertoff Group, Larry Castro. Good to see you, sir. Thanks very much for being here. Before we get into the so-called controversy that a lot of people are pointing at, how would this work?
Well, Rick, it will be a internet domain very similar to the ones that you and I and the viewers use in the .com or .edu world. The fundamental difference, however, will be that users will be required to do away with their anonymity. They would have to be very specifically identified, even perhaps to the identity of the particular machine they were using. And then each time they logged on, they'd have to go through a very rigorous authentication procedure.
So practically speaking, for somebody who wants to log on to the internet, would you use the existing internet to do some things that you like to do online and then use this more secure internet to do online banking, for example, or stuff like that?
Exactly, Rick. That's the premise. Although some of the technical discussion has suggested that maybe you would want to have two different machines to do that, to ameliorate some of the vulnerabilities that exist when you use one machine for both purposes. But that's an implementation detail to be worked out.
So I imagine the computer makers are probably in favor of this if it means us having to buy another computer. All right, let me ask you about this aspect of the story that involves people sort of foregoing certain privacy rights that we have in order to use this secure.net connection. What's that about?
Well, I would take exception to your characterization and those who would say that we give up our Fourth Amendment rights. What we give up is our identity. That is to say, when I log on as Larry Castro in .secure, you will know that I am Larry Castro, that I live at a certain place out near Annapolis, and that I probably am logging on from a particular address. But once on, I would still be protected by all of the Fourth Amendment constitutional rights that I have as an American. So I think that's a little bit of a hyperbole to say that we give up our Fourth Amendment rights to be able to have this ability to communicate and interact more securely.